Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his profound and prophetic message titled, How to Prepare for the Coming of the Lord. Previously, he spoke about preparing by praying to be counted worthy to escape. Today, he continues. Let's join in.
Let's look at these three men in detail. Look at Noah. In Genesis 6:8, the Bible says, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 9 says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. That's how the Bible describes him. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Do you know why he says in his generation? Because, you see, I can criticize Noah. This was a man who got drunk and impregnated his two daughters. Noah got drunk and his daughters came to sleep with him. Such a man, will you call him a righteous man? But the Bible says, you see, when God judges us, in Romans chapter 2 verse 2, the Bible says, we know that the judgment of God is according to truth. In other words, God judges you based on the amount of information that you have about him. If you know very little about him, he will judge you based on what you know. So sometimes I'm afraid for myself as a pastor. The things I know, I say, is it better not to know or to know? Because if you know, you are more accountable. So if a child of 1 year old, 1 year old child comes to stand here and we will be here right now, won't say anything. We'll just say, oh, please stop. Please take the child. Even give the child toffee and take the child away. But you, a 55-year-old man, you come and stand here, you start with me. We may beat you here before you leave. Because our judgment is based on what you know. So our response is different. So somebody who knows more, our judgment will be harsher, even in the normal world. A child can come and sit on your lap and poo-poo on himself. Six-month-old baby, he has poo-pooed. You just go and clean the poo-poo and everything. But if a 35-year-old boy comes even poo-poo on your car seat and goes away, there will be trouble because of what he knows. Think about it. In the time of Noah, nobody had contacted God before. He started from Methuselah, then came to Seth, then he came to Noah. Nobody knew God. I would say in the whole world, maybe only one or two, only the person who knew God was Noah. So for him to even get to know God, I don't know how he did it. And to walk with him. And he didn't know anything about the blood of Jesus, born again, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, a church. There was no church, no priest, nothing. He himself must figure out what God is saying. No Bible. There is no Bible to read. So based on what he knew and his generation, the people who were alive at that time, and in generation, the people were wicked. If you read Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and the imaginations of his heart was only evil continually. Because they didn't know God, but only one person succeeded to know God and was following him. So even if he gets drunk even one night, and then his daughters come to rape him, it's the daughters who came to rape him. I mean, we can forgive him because there's not much light. There's not, that's why he says he was perfect in his generation. So God said, listen, the flood that I brought, it's not because I have special love for Noah. He was worthy to escape. Daniel, the same. Daniel was put in the lion's den. In Daniel 6:22, do you know what he said? The Lord has sent his angel and has shut up the lion's mouth. Why? For as much as before him, Innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Daniel said, listen, the lions didn't eat me because before God, I'm an innocent man. I have not done anything against the Lord. Also before men. Hey, this is a very bold statement. Too. Before men. He said, before men, ask anybody who knows me. Because if I'm to ask somebody who knows you something you have done, I'm sure they will have a report. If you ask my wife, I'm sure she'll have a report, things I've done that she doesn't like. But this guy, he said, even before the king, you can ask him, I have not done anything wrong. So the lions didn't chew Daniel because he was fasting and praying. They didn't chew him because he was an innocent and a righteous man. That's why they didn't chew him. He explained it. Job, the same. The devil came, destroyed everything. But the introduction of Job in the Bible is one of the most powerful introductions. Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. First introduction. The man was perfect and upright. The first introduction, the first thing they said was that this guy is a perfect guy and an upright man, a righteous man. So all these great people, there was something that made them worthy to escape. You see the charismatic church? It's full of sin. Full. Pregnant with rebellion. Prayerful people, but rebellious. All night people, but rebellious. Fasting people, but rebellious. Look, Jesus said you should pray, but prayer alone won't save you. He said you must be worthy of it. So, as part of our preparations, do you understand me? One thing that we must do is we must live right as part of our preparation. If you are a hypocrite, it's time to change and live right. And you are living right because it's part of the preparation. Because Jesus said, to escape all these things that must come to pass. There's no escape. That's what's happening. It's happening. The only thing that can happen is that you can escape. But happening is happening live. So if you like power and destroy people because of power with your tongue in the office, look, it's a dangerous thing. Bitterness. You can't forgive people. As for bitterness, it's very dangerous. Because God didn't die for a church. He died for human beings. So a human being is the most important thing to God. He died for human beings. He didn't fight for anything. He didn't even die for a doctrine. So human beings are even more important than a teaching. That's why you shouldn't play with human beings. So in part of our preparation, we must live right. That word righteous, it means to live right. It actually means to be straight. When something is straight, like a ruler, when you put it against something, you can tell whether the thing is crooked. When something is straight. So, this economic crisis, inflation, that it will happen. But being born again is not enough. Coming to this church, it's not enough. Planting a church is not enough. It's amazing. Do you know, in the book of Revelation, God did not commend anybody for planting a church. I'm not saying she didn't plant churches. But in the book of Revelations, most of the commendations are on character. Of the seven churches, there is no comment about a mega church. Oh, I know your works. You built a mega church. There's nothing like that. There is no mention of numbers, the number of people in any of the churches. There's no mention like that. Nothing. Everything is based on character or righteousness. Living right with God. 90% of the things is just based on righteousness. Luke 16:15. The things which are highly esteemed amongst men are abomination in the sight of God. Let me end with a warning. I'm a pastor. As a church and a pastor, there are many things that we regard highly, but God does not regard them highly. It does not mean they are not important. They are important. But God regards other things as more important. So let's be very careful. And as a pastor, if you are a Basenta leader, you bring more people to the church, you convert more souls, I'm very happy. It's nice. Because which pastor doesn't want his church to grow? And it's a good thing to do. But you see, to God, your righteousness is more important than the Basenta. You must not forget that. It doesn't mean winning souls is not important. It's very important to him. But there are other things that are more important to him. So he has a scale of values. A scale of values is like a ladder. When you have a ladder, some of the ranks are low, some are high. So he has placed some things higher up, he has placed some things down. So this sermon today is a prophecy. I'm prophesying, and I've told you three things we must do. Number one, we shouldn't be carnal. Number two, let's watch. We are not watching. If the good man of the house had voice, he would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Let's watch for these signs. There are few of them. Watch for it on a daily basis. Number three, let us be worthy to escape. And there's only one requirement: righteousness.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that in preparing for the coming of the Lord, we must live righteously so that we can be counted worthy to escape, just as happened to Noah, Daniel, and Job in their days. Join us same time next week for another exciting session with Kakwa Baden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, the fund, our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries like Ghana. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakwa Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading a devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakwa Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to partner with us, send a Facebook message with the word partner or an email with the word partner to info@kakwabaden.org. send a WhatsApp message to +233 500 492 10. Call or text to +233 20 757 5215.